This is Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan mission. Krishna repeatedly comes again and again. We're reading about Lord Varaha, reading about Matsyavatar, Lord Nrisimhadev. The Bhagavatam is filled with the Lord's incarnations, the Lord's pastimes, killing of demons, giving mercy to devotees, guiding us in this lost world of darkness, repeated birth and death, immaterial life. Everyone is lost. They have leaders like Trump and others who are totally unaware of what is the absolute truth. So Lord Chaitanya made a plan. Lord Nityananda appeared, I think, 12 years before Lord Chaitanya's appearance. Eka Chakra. And there's descriptions, many beautiful books glorifying Lord Nityananda's appearance, and also how he was traveling to all the holy places, like Lord Balaram was traveling to all the holy places. So, and in his youth, in his childhood, with all his friends, he was totally enacting all the pastimes of Krishna. When you read Krishna book, all the stories, one after another, Lord Nityananda and all his associates would perform these pastimes, and everyone was amazed. How is it you know all these pastimes? And so Lord Nityananda, from the very beginning, was preparing for the arrival of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We're also preparing on the 22nd, isn't it? About a month, a little month, more than a month away. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Divine Appearance Day. I'm sure Dinabandhu Prabhu will give a lot of leela, pastimes. And Lord Nityananda, upon, you know, wanting to, he understood Lord Chaitanya's appearing, so he came and stayed at Nandanacharya's house. And when Lord Chaitanya, with all his associates, came, he said, there'll be a great personality coming here. Some great personality. Go out and find him. So Haridas Thakur and who else was it that went out there? Swarup Damodar? Somebody. So they were all day long going to all the different residences throughout Nadia, Navadweep area. And after many hours, 12 hours, they came back, well, we don't find such a personality. Lord Chaitanya, he understood that Balaram, Lord Nityananda, has come. And it's difficult to understand, at least for me, how is it that the Lord expands himself as Lord Balaram, Sheshanaga, Mahavishnu, creating all the universes, creating unlimited universes, and then the Lord himself lays down on himself as Sheshanaga to perform pastimes in different leelas. And although it may seem like, well, how is the same person enjoying with him, you know, with himself? I think these descriptions may be there in order for our limited understanding to appreciate that the Lord is ever unlimitedly expanding, just like all of us are little Krishnas running around, but that we think we're not the Krishna. Just like the drop of water is thinking, I am the ocean. Yeah, you have the qualities of the ocean, but you are not the ocean. So God, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, comes in the form of Balaram. And Krishna and Balaram, just a short while ago, performed beautiful pastimes in Vrindavan, Mathura Vrindavan, Dwaraka, and performed these pastimes to attract us. Not only performing pastimes, which are recorded by himself as Vyasadeva, the Lord himself is writing about himself, because prior to that, 5,000 years ago, people were Shrutidhar. People could retain and understand everything that they heard from their master. They could actually hear the philosophy and the scripture from their guru and repeat it. They would retain that. But in this age, the age of Kali, people are slow in spiritual advancement. And people, all of us, are struggling with the mind and senses and all the bad qualities. We heard yesterday, Akurunath Prabhu gave class that in this age of Kali, that the demonic nature is within and also the good nature is within, but depends on our association. It depends on who we associate with, what do we want to hear. You want to go to the nightclub every night and completely become wasted, as they say, or you can dance and chant with the devotees. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in order to drive out Kali and to give another chance, sometimes a child is bad, our children sometimes misbehave, and even though you give good instructions and sometimes even chastisement, punish them, still you have unlimited resource of love to give to the children. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we can all say, Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namane Goratashe Namaha. He's the most merciful incarnation of the Lord. He comes in many forms, but he came in the golden form. Radha and Krishna combined together. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahayanya. It's a combination of Radha and Krishna together. Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to know, what is that intense feeling that Srimati Radharani feels for me? What is that love? What is that experience? So the Lord incarnates Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but not alone. He brings everyone. Krishna Varnam Tusha Krishnam Sangu Pangasrabarshadam Jagnai Sankirtan Prayar Yajanti Hi Sumedasaha. So Lord Chaitanya came to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement, and Lord Nityananda is his topmost general. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has great love for Lord Nityananda. He says anyone who is envious of Lord Nityananda or disrespects him in any way, he will not get my blessings, my favor. So there's one pastime which is very famous, the Jagai and Madhai pastime. We can all very much relate to Jagai and Madhai. Although they were born in good families, brahmanas, but they adopted very bad habits, drinking every day. Couldn't go without drinking the wine every day, intoxication. And also started utilizing their bad propensities to punish others and commit criminal activities, sinful activities. So much so that they were considered the most simple people. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave the order, Nityananda, of course, prior to that, the meeting of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda was a very emotional affair. When Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda came in close proximity, all the devotees were amazed at the emotion and the feeling and the loving exchange that was taking place. So we know that love is intense. And when love is curdled by material contact, it becomes muddied or sour and becomes material lust and becomes basically how to pump up the ego and how to try to enjoy separately from Krishna, but only leads to frustration. But pure love was exhibited between Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya to give an example to show us that love is within and it can be brought out. So even though Lord Nityananda is the older brother, as Balaram is the older brother of Krishna, but still Balaram has the mood of serving Krishna. Lord Nityananda has the mood of serving Krishna. And Dvaitacharya is older than all. He's also Mahavishnu, but he's also in the mood of service. They want to serve Mahaprabhu. And because Lord Nityananda took initiation, Madhavendra Puri, took from Lakshmi Pati Tirtha, but they were contemporaries. At any rate, Lord Chaitanya considered, oh, Lord Nityananda is my superior. I offer worship and respect, to show the etiquette. But still, Lord Nityananda considered himself subordinate and wanted to serve and carry out the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This is a disciple's determination, a vow, that my guru, my spiritual master, the guru is a representative of Krishna, and Lord Nityananda is the original guru, the Adi Guru, the original spiritual master, just as Balaram is the original spiritual master. So Lord Nityananda, showing the example by his personal behavior, wanted to carry out the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and help spread the Sankirtan mission. It's not just some cause. There's many good causes. We have environmental causes. People want to open hospitals and help the suffering, conditioned souls. Sometimes doctors want to give counseling and therapy. Many people have that compassionate mode to help others. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to spread this love for God, wanted to give the medicine that can free one from all suffering, from repeated birth and death, from misidentification of the body. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting and dancing, that his very vibration of chanting and the motions of his bodily movements were all purifying and actually liberating for everyone. So he was ordered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you go out and you preach this mission. You give this Sankirtan Maha Mantra to everyone. So Haridas Thakur partnered up with Lord Nityananda. And although he did complain that Lord Nityananda, you know, always gets me in trouble. We're always going here or there. Because many people, especially most people in this material world, are not interested to hear about God and surrender to God and mantras. And even when they went to the different houses, they think these guys are thieves. You know, watch out for these guys. They're probably coming here, profile our house to steal from us, and would chastise them. And then the rumor was that these two brahmanas, who are very degraded, you know, you should not approach them. They're very dangerous fellows. But Lord Nityananda wanted to carry the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Haridas Thakur. They very cautiously approached them. But you can see Jagai and Madai were not happy by the idea that someone is going to tell me about God or preach to me about some mantra. So they started chasing them. And Lord Nityananda and Haridas Thakur, pretending to be fearful, ran for their lives. Because Jagai and Madai were very fat, they could not really catch them. So every day they would report their Sankirtan mission to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Just like every morning, we're reading different scores from the book distribution and how many people chanted the Lord's holy name. Because we're reporting to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of how the mission of Sankirtan is going. And Srila Prabhupada, he's connected. Brahma Gaudiya Vaishnav Sampradaya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared just 500 years ago. The Goswamis, isn't it? Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati. Of course, the Guru Parampara is there. The chain of disciplic succession carrying out the Sankirtan mission. And so Prabhupada was very pleased about book distribution. Prabhupada was very happy to see the devotees chanting and dancing. And on Rath Yatra, I think in London, when Prabhupada started dancing, all the devotees experienced great happiness, great pleasure. They could see that Prabhupada was on a different level of understanding and appreciation. Just by seeing a person who is absorbed in the holy name and chanting with love and devotion, it inspires one to become more serious about his own life. And also that we call it a gyata sukriti, that sometimes we see new bhaktas, new people coming to the temple, and because they're chanting with all the rest of the devotees and hearing this wonderful philosophy from the Supreme Lord, they become totally enlivened. And those who are around for 20, 30, 40, 50 years, we think, I wish I had that much devotion, that much energy. You know, sometimes. And this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's special mercy. He can give at any time the blessings. So Jagai Madai camped out near the Ganga, near Lord Chaitanya's place. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he was there, Nityananda, Lord Nityananda, and Haridas Thakur were coming to see the Lord, but somehow again they confronted this Jagai Madhai. And this time, Madai was really being a Kali Yuga product, and he got so angry at Lord Nityananda that he cut his head. And Jagai was saying, well, why are you acting this way? You know, why, he's a sannyasi. Why you're harming a sannyasi? You should not do that. Then they notified all the associates there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that this has happened. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with the Sudarshan Chakra. He was very angry. How dare you can hit Lord Nityananda, the topmost supreme person? But Nityananda Prabhu stood up. He said, no, Jagai saved me. He protected me. He was very nice. So immediately Lord Chaitanya became very compassionate and embraced him. And seeing that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave blessings to Jagai, then Madai also came to his senses. It described that Jagai and Madai were practically like one body. Their sins were like, you know, we have joint accounts sometimes. You know, you travel miles, you have joint account, you can all share the benefits or whatever. So they were actually considered as one huge mess of sinful activities. And so then Madai became jealous immediately and said, no, you know, we are one, you should give me mercy as well. So Lord Chaitanya, by the plea of Lord Nityananda, he blessed both Jagai and Madai. His body turned black, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because of absorbing all these sins. Then, of course, became golden again, like Lord Shiva, isn't it? Drank that ocean of poison. You could see the Nila Kanta. So this Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, because they give blessings, but Lord Nityananda was saying that if you bless this Jagai and Madhai, this will show your real compassion, your real blessing and mercy for those who are fallen in this age of Kali Yuga. We may not think that, oh, I'm not so bad, I'm a good person, you know. Okay, once in a while I deviate here and there. And that's good. There are different degrees of good piety, good people, bad people. But everyone in this material world, because we took birth in this world, we've deviated, we've left Krishna, we left the spiritual world, and we find ourselves in a material world in a very complex situation. It's very complicated. Because, you know, from youth, you got to go to school, and then you're trying to figure what's life all about. And naturally, because of our intense love, and we don't have that love diverted or directed towards Krishna, is directed towards how I can be happy. Boy meets girl, girl meets boy, make family, you work hard your whole life, you know, you get nice car, nice apartment, many children, a lot of headaches. And the whole thing goes on, and basically we've surrendered ourselves to the repetition of birth and death in material existence. But Lord Chaitanya, he was also very loving to his grihasthas, those who are married or not married. Everything is there in Krishna consciousness, but if the family, if Krishna is the center of the family, this is Krishna conscious family. And if one is somehow or other fortunate to avoid the whole distraction, polite word, distraction, yeah, then it's very good. Prabhupada said, yes, if one can follow very strictly and remain serious and sober throughout his whole life, this is a great benefit. It's not easy, obviously, because the mind, in a sense, are very difficult to control. Arjuna compared them to controlling the mind. The wind. And I know a friend of ours is visiting from Florida. She was just in Hawaii and said, all of a sudden the wind picked up and the waves started coming in out of nowhere. It was hard to control. So in the same way, the mind is very difficult to control. Daivi hesha gunamayi mamamaya dratyaya mam evaye prapajante mayame tantarantite. But this maya, this illusion, is very difficult to overcome. But those who surrender to Krishna, they can easily cross beyond the tumultuous mind. I told my two grandsons two things. Always remember Krishna, and never forget Krishna. Then I ask them, And they're very happy to say, always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. I said, how you do that? How do you always remember Krishna, never forget him? I said, by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. These are not some mundane words or some poetic composition meant simply for song and dance, but these are the key for unlocking the chain, Maituni Agra, the shackles of sex life, the shackles of material existence are unlocked by this Maha Mantra, by the Sankirtan. And Hare is the energy of Krishna. Srimati Radharani says that Krishna is very, very powerful, but Vrindavan, Vrindavaneshwari, Srimati Radharani is more powerful than Krishna. She sees that someone is sincerely chanting, nicely following the bhakti path. Then Srimati Radharani, who is very influential, tells Krishna, he's a very nice boy. Help him. She's a nice person. Help her. Oh, nice? Okay. Give the blessing. Krishna can give blessings to anyone at any time. And we think, well, why doesn't he just bless everyone and everyone can get out of this material world? It's just, as Krishna has unlimited mercy. But at the same time, we have our independence, our individuality. And we should utilize our independent thoughts and develop our Shraddha. Yesterday we were talking about Shraddha, about faith. Shraddha, Sadhu Sangha, Anartha Nivritti Syat. That if we have a little faith that there must be a God, there must be a creator, an orchestrator, an artist, someone who can create such beauty, who can appreciate the beauty of the flowers, the colors, and the different varieties of life. Obviously there's somebody, because with great scientific brains and the greatest philosophers, mathematicians, and whatnot, they cannot even produce an ant. They can't even produce a microbic fly, anything of any life or any value. Then the artist is spending time, color combinations, drawing a beautiful flower. You think, oh, you're such a good artist. Look at Krishna. So many flowers, so much beauty. You see how complex it is and the form, then also has a nice aroma. So an artist is not simply some temporary thing. Krishna's artistic in great detail. And so, although we think there's nice variety in this world, there's plenty of happiness, plenty of joy, that's just a glimmer, it's a reflection of the spiritual world. And Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya came to dance and chant and spread this mission of Sankirtan. So Srila Prabhupada took on great burden on the behalf of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, just like Haridas Thakur and Lord Nityananda. You think, well, this Sankirtan is meant for just the new bhaktas or something. But Haridas Thakur, the greatest Namacharya, the greatest surrendered soul, dedicating his whole life to the holy name of the Lord. Lord Nityananda, who is non-different than Krishna himself, they're going out and they're preaching. I remember when I came to Miami Temple, first thing the boy said, oh, you would be good on Sankirtan. I think it was a sales tactic, but still, they would encourage that new people, you should go on Sankirtan. What is Sankirtan? Sankirtan means glorifying the Lord's holy name. Well, how do we do it? By chanting, by dancing, by distributing books. So when you find yourself on the parking lot or in the airport or the rest station or the fair or the park, and sometimes our mind starts questioning, what am I doing out here? I'm just begging from people. I'm trying to give a book, but nobody's really interested. You know, why? I don't want to be putting myself in an awkward situation. Being a Sankirtan leader, you have to be very strong and positive. Otherwise, the weak mind gives so many excuses why I should not go on Sankirtan. Or I should not do my duty. Doing your duty or trying to please the spiritual master is the perfection of life. Just like if you have a music teacher, poetry teacher, whatever, if you're respectful, humble, the teacher gives you some special guidance that you're able to understand due to the nature of your submissiveness. So Krishna's telling us, man mana bhava mad bhakto mad yaji mang namaskuru mam evasyasi satyante prati jane priyosame. Think of me. Become my devotee. Worship me. Offer your prayers to me. You'll come to me because you're my very dear friend. So it's a personal movement. God is a person. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Nityananda, they're very loving persons, and they're still here. Krishna is ever existing. It's not that now God is gone and we're worshipping statues. Krishna is present in every atom of the universe. Krishna is present in the stone, in the wood. Krishna is present. He says, I am the taste of water. Anybody ever been really, really thirsty? And when you drink that water, you think, ah, so satisfying. This is Krishna. He's very satisfying. Because everyone is thirsty in material existence of being in the desert, the heat, and then somebody brings you a nice cold glass of water, you think, ah, this is very good. Yeah. Govinda Maharaj was telling me a story yesterday, Bibi Govinda Maharaj. And this one friend of his was losing it mentally, emotionally, psychologically, so he went to help. And then in the West, you cannot just commit someone unless the doctors... So there was three doctors. They came out, they wondered, how are you? Oh, how are you, doctor? And then the doctor would go in, and she'd flip out on everybody. She'd go crazy. Ah! Then another doctor would come out, oh, how are you, doctor? Oh, I'm fine. I'm totally fine. Okay. And then the third doctor comes, you know, in between each time, she's completely losing it. And the third doctor came and said, well, you know, what do you wish? What do you want? What do you want right now? Something that's really... She goes, ice cold water. Oh, well, listen, between these doors here, I have so much ice cold water. Why don't you come with me? Okay. So once she crossed, then she could be treated because you can't. They have to voluntarily enter into the institution. So we have to voluntarily make that choice that you might think, no, I'm not crazy. I'm not going to go through birth and death. This life is everything. It's all. And anyway, if I take another birth, it doesn't matter. Prabhupada often would, in astonishment, say how these college students are saying, if I take birth as a dog, what's the harm? You know, dog's life is good too. Not a bad thing. But in the overall big picture, we have to make the conscientious decision that what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving us is the same what Srila Prabhupada has given us. It's like Srila Vyasadeva glorified himself in the form of Krishna, Radha Krishna, and Balaram. So Srila Prabhupada says, I'm not writing these books. He takes great pleasure in reading Krishna book or having the devotees reading the books because these are Krishna's words. These are Krishna's dictation. Krishna Das Kaviraj, upon writing the Chaitanya Charitamrita, glorifying Chaitanya, Lord Nityananda, very elderly, practically senile, his hands were shaking. It's not possible to write such literature. But it says, one who has the blessing of Lord Nityananda and Lord Chaitanya, that a blind man can see the stars in the sky, a lame man can cross the mountain. So by the way, we could take a mountain trip soon on the bikes and we can all cross the mountain. Jamunotri, Gangotri, all the holy places are there. Mountains are very beautiful. So Krishna will give you that ability. Whatever you're lacking, Krishna will take care. It's like a parent. The child may be incompetent in many ways, but the parent helps out. He guides him. He assists him. I remember when my boys were learning to ride a bicycle, you have to stand behind and hold the bike so they don't fall down. Run with it, isn't it? So Krishna's holding our bicycle. Krishna's holding on. As long as you have that determination, I want to learn how to do this. So it takes time, takes some practice, but don't be discouraged. Just like me, I've been trying to learn Hindi for so many years. And sometimes you think, oh, I don't have the brain power for this. It's useless. Give up on it. But then again, you get a little inspiration. You continue plugging away at it. And, you know, Tori Tori, Mehindi, Torah, Bo Sakta Hun, okay? So I can speak some Hindi and understand a few words here and there, but I'm trying to improve that. So we should not get discouraged thinking that, especially, such high philosophy, somebody who knows all the philosophers and someone's scientific approach of Krishna consciousness. Brahma Tirtha was inviting me in Gainesville. They're having a science conference and Kridayananda Maharaj will be there and so many scientists and professors. I said, Brahma, it's way above my head. You know, I'd rather just stay in my cabin and chant Hare Krishna, tell you the truth. So I'm not discouraging because obviously there are those who are enlivened or, how you say, enthused by scientific discussion and research and high level of words. Even Srila Prabhupada was commenting, I like to hear my spiritual master speak, but his philosophy was so deep and intricate, I couldn't really capture, isn't it? And so, whatever little bit we capture, that's to our benefit. And repetition, the more and more we do something, you get better and better and better. I know I was trying to learn drums, so you know, you're doing all the rudiments, and you're doing single, double paradiddle, triple paradiddle, you know, this, that. In the beginning, you think, how am I going to remember all these things? And you do it a few days, but as you don't give up, and you keep working at it, then we could be talking and your hands and feet are moving around like a pro and you're thinking nothing of it. So our initial attempt at Krishna consciousness, it may seem like a very far distant goal that's unapproachable or unattainable. But Krishna, he's very merciful and giving a very simple process. Prabhupada always considered it's very simple, but also very difficult, because our determination to stay in a material world is also very advanced. Been here a long, long time, ingrained and conditioned by material life. But we can give very quickly, simply by chanting the Krishna's holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And in Vrindavan, we have the most beautiful deities in the world, isn't it? Krishna Balaram, Radha Shyam Sundar, Lita Vishaka Devi. And Srila Prabhupada, you can see the picture in the very front when he's offering aarti to the deities, was so happy and so proud to bring Krishna Balaram and Gaur Nitai here to Vrindavan and bring all his international devotees to show people that Krishna consciousness is meant for everyone. It's not a Hindu god or a Muslim god or a Christian god. God is the father of everyone. And Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda and Srila Bhaktisiddhanta also was very strong, because the caste system might be there. Oh, you're not a Brahmana, you can't enter into the temple, cannot see Jagannath, or you're not qualified to do anything because you're a Malecha. Malecha is not just Westerners. Malecha is anyone who's fallen, degraded, not following the Vedic principles. Because there is rules and regulations which govern godliness, like cleanliness is next to godliness, and titikshava karunika suhrida sarvadehinam, the one who is tolerant. Titikshava karunika is very kind, very merciful. Yesterday, my wife was listening to a conversation when Mataji had a difficulty, broke her leg. And so she called the Devotee Care Project and our very nice Prem Prakash Prabhu. He was very loving and very caring and just sent a very good message to the person who was in distress. So if we can also adopt that same mentality of Tatikshava Karunika, Suhrida Sarvadehinam, become friend to all living entities, that's a challenge, because we often are disturbed by other living entities. Sometimes people, you know, push you or crowd you or speak badly, don't appreciate you in some ways, or maybe even talk badly about you, and you think, oh, why are these people doing these things? But Krishna, he's taking special care of his devotees, and although sometimes challenging things happen to us, we should see, I deserve much worse. I deserve much more pain and suffering, but Krishna's given me only a little token. So we should not think that, oh, this person is the culprit, because you see what he did? You see how he did that? You see how he spoke to me, or how he didn't recognize me and didn't appreciate me? So we should actually accept that whatever awkward situation and pain and suffering we're experiencing in this world, it's actually an impetus for our surrender to Krishna. It's our strength that, yes, I'm going through a difficult time, troubled body and mind, and others are giving me trouble by their behavior, but let me make the right choice. Let me hear Bhagavad Gita. Let me hear Srimad Bhagavatam. If I cannot understand philosophy, let me sit with the devotees in the kirtan and just chant the Lord's holy name. That very sound vibration is penetrating our deep covering of ignorance. How someone who's doing practically nothing, of just by sitting, appreciating the beauty of the deities, appreciating the effort of the devotees who are singing and dancing, you yourself are making advancement. So we have a beautiful family, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's family, Lord Nityananda Prabhu's family. And if we can keep this family, that the relationship, keep it very sweet and very, like when the devotees, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, they were touching each other's feet, all the devotees were, not in an artificial way, but really feeling that, I want the mercy from the devotees, I want the mercy. And sometimes you find out that devotees want to genuinely serve. I want to serve. And that mentality of service is natural. This is our natural right. We're all Jivera Swarupoi Krishner Nitya Das. We're all eternal servants of Krishna. But by becoming Krishna's servant, you come to the topmost platform. And not that that's our goal. We want to always remain humble and servant. But it's just the nature that someone who's serving the topmost personality, if a personal assistant of the prime minister is here, you think, oh, big man, he's the prime minister's personal assistant, really? Oh, such a great exalted personality. So what to speak of a servant of Krishna's topmost servant, so das, 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 anu das. The gopis are taking great pleasure. Radha and Krishna are enjoying and having loving relationships in Vrindavan. And whatever they can do to make it more pleasurable, they're experiencing many more times the pleasure. This is the nature of spiritual world. The more you give, the more that comes to you. Not like thinking like a miser, well, I got $100. If I give you a buck, I'm only down to $99. I don't think I'm going to give you that dollar. So it's not like the material mentality. Whatever we can give to Krishna, that much more comes back. But multiply. You take one step to Krishna, Krishna takes 10 steps towards you. So every step we make towards our development of Krishna consciousness, and today's such an auspicious day, these auspicious days, Trayodashi, Lord Nityananda's appearance day, 3 days after Ekadashi. And they all have special significance. And to be here in Sri Vrindavan Dham, to be hearing about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Nityananda, we're having great benefit. And to repeat, great benefit. And then to take part in the Abhishek and the chanting and dancing, great benefit. So it's like how we become so fortunate. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy of Srila Prabhupada. If it wasn't for Srila Prabhupada, we would not be recipients of this great fortune that is being awarded to us by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan mission. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Now, my old friend Dino Bandhu Prabhu, we were in Miami together many, many years ago as well. And he's attracted somehow to Krishna Leela, Krishna's pastimes, being in Braj, and helping others to appreciate Krishna Balaram, appreciate Gaur Nitai. So we're very fortunate. We should always value the association of devotees, and by their blessing, achieve love for Krishna. Hare Krishna.